Hello, world, and welcome to another, well, brand new episode of the ColinMill.com podcast. I'm your host, Colin Mill, and it's been a while. That's why I'm here today to update you guys on a bunch of things. Now, if you're listening to this on YouTube, welcome. This is the beginning of my YouTube podcast journey. Not true. I've actually uploaded podcasts back in the day on YouTube, but either they got taken down for copyright strikes or something other than nature. But now there's actual location on YouTube for podcasting. So now you're able to hear my podcast here on YouTube as well as everywhere else, including Spotify. I used to say Apple, but it depends on which show. You know, I used to have one specific channel for all my shows, but that's also the channel where I had copyrighted music playing. You know, if you listen to the Macklemore Miles episode, Rewrite Your Brain, I mentioned it in that one. But, you know, we had over 100 episodes. A lot of them had music playing in it. You know, the original show, before I put it on podcast form, was a radio show that was on Freshers FM Radio. And it was a show I did every Sunday. The show still plays. I don't really record new episodes anymore for Freshers FM. But the show's still up there. I still got nothing but love for Freshers family. It's my family, so of course. But that's not the point. The point is, I'm coming back to do the podcast. It's been a while. And, you know, I got some explaining to do, you know? So it's not like I stopped creating content. That's not the case. I continue creating content, but I was mostly focused on the film entertainment portion of entertainment content. You know, we've been wrapping up the project that was called the Kiki Candy Shop. Then it became Influence. Then it became Kiki Candy again. Then it became Camp Girl of the Year. Then it became Peaches. And now it's under the umbrella of Cable After Dark. So that's the official title of the whole actual franchise. The franchise is called Cable After Dark. Peaches is still involved with it, but it's more of a tie-in piece of content, as well as Kiki Candy Shop and a few other things that we had developed before. So, you know, the last couple of years, you know, I would say, I guess, 5-6 years, it's been figuring out how to pull that off. You know, because we started off, you know, with no script, and I had a certain location that I was filming in, and I was like, okay, how do we keep the story going with this type of location? And if everything was too big, you know, so we had to start bringing things down. Like, okay, let's get it down to where we can continue it on our budget. And, you know, we had issues between people leaving the team, people, you know, coming back and forth on a project, losing location, getting locations. Then had people giving us cease and desist, telling us we can't use those locations on camera no more, even though we already started filming in those locations. You know, and you know, equipment. So much stuff has happened in the meantime in the last 5-6 years of developing what is now called Cable After Dark. You know, but it is here. It is coming out. You know, we finished wrapping up the Peaches portion. You know, hopefully I'll have it out Valentine's Day. You know, we have the VR version, and we also have the 2D version. And, you know, it's supposed to start, not even supposed to, it will start the viral marketing campaign, or the alternate reality game that is Cable After Dark. You know, and I will do another episode soon about, you know, alternate reality games and viral marketing campaigns, but we're not going to talk about that today, because I just wanted to come here and explain my disappearance, because it's been a while. You know, my last official show for the ColinMill.com podcast, I think, was April of 2021, right around the time where DMX died. I think that was the last time I officially uploaded a podcast on this channel. I had other shows that I did continue posting on, but like I said, we've been developing and figuring things out, so I didn't go too hard promoting those shows on those platforms, because I was trying to figure out how to make this whole media network that is the Colin Mill Media Group work. You know, because we have Lifestyle Playlist, we have Sweet Infected TV, we have Geeks from the Trap. You know, I have several different media, you know, niche within under my umbrella of the Colin Mill Media Group. So even though I did post an episode of like Sweet and Sexy Radio Show or Sweet and Sexy Podcast, you know, it wasn't consistent as we were before on here on the Colin Mill TV platform, or the ColinMill.com platform. Now, Apple have gotten rid of my previous version of this podcast, so you can't find this version of Colin Mill on Apple as of yet. I'm going to have to create a new platform on Apple that would be the ColinMill.com podcast. So as of now, you're only going to be able to hear this on my other, you know, my Spotify, my YouTube, things of that nature. But I will be back on Apple soon. This time with no music, so they won't get at me with this copyright strikes anymore. But, you know, if you want to hear the music, you'll be able to hear the music on the radio show on Spotify. Spotify is now the new home of my radio show, the Colinbo.com radio show. Now, my other shows, Lifestyle Playlist, Sweet and Sexy, those are now just going to be segments on the Colinbo.com radio show podcast. You know, whichever you want to call it, podcast, radio show. You know, it's, if you hear music, it's the radio show. If you hear it without music, it's the podcast, you know. But, what do I call it? Sweet and Sexy, all those things will now just be segments on the ColinBo.com show. And I'll also have their separate playlist platforms where if you just want to hear those segments, you can just go to those platforms and just hear that specific segment based on those niche. You know, so if you just want to hear romance and love, sex and relationships, all that, that'll be on Sweet and Sexy. You know, you want to hear about travel, that'll be a lifestyle playlist and so forth and so forth. We have so much other coming, you know. Another reason why I was gone was mostly because I was working, you know. If you guys have been listening to the show for a while, you guys knew around, I want to say 2017, my mother got sick and she was no longer able to work. So, you know, it was at that time I had to, like, really man up and like, okay, it's time to be the man of the house. Gotta get a day job that's not in my field in order to continue to pay bills and maintain the household until mom's able to take care of her. Because at the time, she wasn't getting, like, social security and disability, none of that stuff. So, you know, I had to really, you know, be a man, take care of the household, pay the bills, you know, do what I can. Now, you know, things are a little different now. My mom is now able to take care of herself without me needing to be around to do so. You know, I mean, don't get it twisted. I'm still with my mom around. I mean, granted, I'd be going between my mom's house and my girl's house. But, you know, the point is that things are a little different now, you know. And, you know, around last year, I saw the writing on the wall that I could actually leave the position that I was in. You know, for those who didn't know, I was in security for a while, which has nothing to do with entertainment, nothing to do with video production, nothing to do with screenwriting or acting or being a comedian or any of that. You know, like granted, I did get to be around a couple of celebrities. I got to meet some celebrities, you know, but, you know, being in that position, you're not really allowed to share what you do outside the business. You're only able to just talk security talk unless, you know, somehow the conversation came about, which never did. So as much I was seeing celebrities on a day-to-day basis and, like, you know, like, literally, and I could go, I have a whole list. I could go on and on who I was with, how many times I met them, how many times we shared conversations, but it does nothing for what I truly want to do in entertainment and everything like that. And, you know, I remember I heard a podcast with Gary Vee and, who's the guy, Willie the Kid does the podcast with? I can't remember his name. But, they did a podcast and, you know, they were talking about, you know, when you're doing content, you know, you can't be chasing the money. You gotta do the content that you wanna do, that you're passionate about. So when a person, like a big brand or a company, is looking for a person like that, they know how to find you. 9 out of 10 times, people are chasing the money, so they never know how to find that person who's specifically for them, that niche, that brand, you know, because you're somewhere else chasing the money. And I eventually felt, that's how I felt with my day job. I'm like, you know, if I want to succeed in entertainment and media, I have to be in those spaces. Now, granted, I was around those people, but those people weren't looking at me as someone in media. They were looking at me as somebody in security. So they're not going to sit there and think, okay, my next, you know, the screenwriter, the next script I'm looking for, I can get it from this guy. They're not thinking that. The next, you know, video editor I need, he could be that guy. Nobody's thinking that. The next comedian I need to host my show could be this guy. They're not thinking that. You know, I mean, unless I'm finding ways to exude that, you know, it wasn't happening in security, you know. And, you know, the issue, and not to make a long story longer, but, you know, I was climbing the corporate ladder. I was in security for almost 7 years. You know, I was working hard, you know, doing doubles, you know, helping out where I can. And then, you know, from there, I became a supervisor. From a supervisor, I became a manager. From a manager, I became in-house. So I no longer was an outsourced security guard. I became in-house security at the spot that I was in. And making way more than I was making as a security guard. Way more from what I was making as a guard. Then I started studying for my fire life safety certification. Then I moved to a different business where that, like, increased my paycheck way higher than I was going to get the other location. And then it comes to the realization, I'm like, you know what? I got to stop. Because even though the money was great, You know, I had a high position. I had my own office. You know, I was, you know, on my way to becoming a different type of director. And I was just like, wait, you know, as much as this could work out for me, this is not the direction I want to go in. You know, if I want to actually succeed and grow and be the man that I know I could be, I have to make that decision. Now, throughout the years, I've been applying for different jobs, different jobs. But, you know, I just didn't stop. I was just like, no, I cannot just stop making media, because the security work was getting in the way of me making media. You know, I was way too tired when I got home to do anything. You know, sometimes I had to stay at work to do things, especially when I became a manager. There was times I was not allowed to leave because we had a VIP or something coming in, and I had to stay for the VIP before I could go home. And sometimes that VIP will be 4, 5, 6 hours late, and I'm just there, not getting paid for those 5, 6 hours because I was salary-based, not hourly-based. And it just, you know, by the time I know, make sure this VIP, this celebrity, you know, made it to their room, now I have to find the energy to go work on my stuff and then get sleep and to come back to work the next day. It was becoming insane. So, eventually, you know, I was in a position where I was working with somebody that I actually enjoyed working with and I could consider my brother. So, you know, eventually me and him had to talk, and I was like, bro, as much as I love working with you, I'm only here because of you at this point. Now that my mom is okay, I had to start making up my mind on what I want to do. And, you know, I need more wiggle room to do what I want to do. I want to write. I want to direct. I want to act. I want to edit. I want to produce. You know, I want to do stand-up comedy. I want to do off-Broadway. And kudos to him. You know, he was like, you can still do that while maintaining the security work. This will pay for all that. And at first, I was like, maybe he's right. Maybe I could do that. But it would just take it too much of a toll. And I'm just like, I'm not getting the time I need to balance all this stuff and all my creative pursuits. And then I just tell myself, like, you know what? I'm going to quit. I don't know if I'm going to have a job, you know, in a few weeks or so. But you know what? I'm going to pray and I'm going to have faith. And the Bible says all you need is the faith the size of a mustard seed. So before I put about 2 weeks or whatever, I'm just applying like crazy. You know, I told them, like, I'm going to consistently start applying for new work. And I don't know if he knew how fast it would be before I find something, because, you know, I've been applying for stuff for years. So, you know, but I was just like, I'm applying. I'm having interviews online, interviews here, interviews there. And then I got this one interview that something just told me, this is the job. You know, and for this company, there was like 5 other positions that I applied for, and they were already telling me no for like 4 other ones, but one of them, they was like, hey, maybe you can fit in this one. And I was just like, you know what? This is it. Went ahead, put about 2 weeks before I even knew I had the job. But I was like, I have the faith of a mustard seed. The faith of the size of a mustard seed. That this is the direction I need to be going in my life, in my career. And this is what God has put for me. That's what it's going to be. So I got to do it. So literally, I put about 2 weeks, not knowing whether I got the job or not. I just had the faith of the mustard seed going. Whether I got the job, whether I don't got the job, something's going to happen. I'm going to do something to take my life to a different direction, a different career. But I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to 2024 doing what I've been doing. You know, especially now my mom's okay. We don't finish shooting Peaches. You know, we're setting up Cable After Dark. We wrapped up the Ghostbusters short film. Whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to stay here and continue to put myself in a situation where I'm just dreading to go to work every day and I hate it. Like, you know, like, I don't want to say I hate the job. You know, being security, there is a good feeling of being people's protector. People come to you for help and stuff like that, but that's not what I wanted to do for a living. You know, there were bigger things that I wanted for my life. And God is good. What can I say? You know, I found out literally the day before Christmas. Christmas Eve. No, the weekend. So it was the day before Christmas Eve. I found out that I got the job. I already had put my 2 weeks in, so I had no job after the 25th. So literally, I had 2 more days of work, and after that, that was it. I was not going to have no work coming in. So once I got the okay that I got the job, oh, I just thank God. I thank God every minute, every day. I mean, I thank God every minute, every day, all the time. But, ooh, was I praying and thanking them that moment? I mean, him, he, she. I don't know how you guys classify God in your head, in your world. But, you know, that's how I'm referring to the universe, God Almighty, you know. But all that to say, people, if you're in a position right now where you feel like you're stuck, you're in a rut, and you don't know where you're going, you don't know how you're going to get out of it, you don't know what you're going to do next, all I'm going to tell you is just pray. Pray. Because a lot of times we go through our problems in life, we don't pray. I don't mean to get all religious on you guys, but I got a testimony, you know? You have to just pray and, acknowledge what is it that you want, you know? Praying is, you know, I'm a big believer of the law of attraction. So I do believe, you know, when you're praying, you're talking to God, you're talking to the universe, you're putting stuff out there, you know, you're putting those vibrations out there. So you have to literally put those vibrations out there. What is it that I want? This is what I want for me. This is what I want to be able to do. But it's not just enough just to say, this is what I want to do. This is what I want. But you also got to put in the work for it. You know, it wasn't like I just applied for the work and I just got the job. You know, I had to do the interviews. And I had like 5-6 interviews. And in between those interviews, I had to show my worth, show my skills. Like, you know, this is what I can do. I put together 2 free commercials to prove my worth, you know. And of course, you know, I did what I had to do to get the job, and I got the job. But, you know, sometimes people just will give up on something because, they're like, I got to do this to get the job. I'm not going to do that. I don't have time for this. You know, just, you know, read my resume. My resume not good enough for you. You know what I mean? I also took a pay cut. That's another reason sometimes people don't chase their dreams and whatnot. You know, I'm not saying I took a huge pay cut, you know. It's, you know, just a little bit, you know. I can take that hit just for a little bit. You know what I mean? It's not so compared to how much I was making as just a guard. I'm still making way more. So I'm not even going that back far back. Not even. If anything, I just went back to the last salary of my last manager position, which is still not bad at all. So I'm not complaining. You know, but that's not the point of this conversation. The point of the conversation is if there is something that you want to do that you're passionate about that you know that you can sustain a career, sustain a lifestyle with it, go for it. Do not wait for the opportunity. You know, now don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna say just quit your day job right now with no plan in place, even though I kind of did, but I had the faith that I had this job already. You know, I already did the application, I already did the interviews, I already showed my worth, I was just waiting for the confirmation, you know. But you know, if you believe you belong somewhere, do it. Go there. Be there. Chase it. Don't wait. Why? Why wait? You know, it may take a while. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I was doing security 6-7 years before I finally got the okay that I could start making my way out of that, transitioning out of it. You know, sometimes it doesn't happen right away. Sometimes you got to sit in it for a while. Sometimes you got to do a job you don't like until you're able to do a job you love. And I'm telling you guys right now, I love the job I'm doing right now. I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. And it allows me time to focus, not really time to focus on my craft, because I still work 9-to-5, you know, but it gives me time to practice my skills during my 9-to-5. So when I get off at 5, I can go right into my own content, doing the exact same thing I was doing a second ago. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's 2024, the world is changing. Who knows what's gonna happen, you know? I can't even see it in a few years. Even a couple months from now, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, when 2020 happened, you know, nobody knew when it hit February, March, that things were going to change so drastically. Nobody know. Nobody knows what tomorrow brings. You know, and at this point in my life, I'm not sitting here thinking I have another 7-8 decades to do what I want on this planet. Who knows what's coming? So if you want something, go for it. Do it now. Tomorrow's not promised. You know? Now, you know, I do believe there is a heaven and hell, so be cautious of what you're doing on this planet. You know, I'm a big believer that the biggest issue we have on this planet is people no longer fear God, depending on what your definition of God is. There's enough people on this planet who's not fearing that enough to act right and act accordingly. But that's my only advice, y'all. Act accordingly. Get your life together, man. Life is short, and we don't know what's coming. But I know what's coming. I got a couple stuff content coming out, including Peaches. I got a Ghostbusters fan film, and so much more. Lifestyle and scripted content. Lifestyle and scripted content. I can't wait for you guys to see it. I have to go back to work, because I'm technically still at work right now. You know. But until next time, much love, God bless, 2 pieces of chicken grease. I will see you later, and remember, Chase your dream, no matter what it is, as long as legal.